Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You're listening to the Dana and Parks podcast on KMBZ.
Story here that just cleared from Fox 4 as the Kansas City Chiefs weigh whether to play future games in a renovated Arrowhead Stadium or a proposed dome in Kansas. Missouri Governor Mike Kehoe today floated a potential mixture of the two aimed at keeping the team in the state of Missouri. Governor Kehoe, who has been in regular discussions with chief executives, said there has been no talk of building a traditional dome stadium in Missouri. But that doesn't mean there couldn't be another type of covering over Arrowhead Stadium.
Yeah.
Quoting here from Kehoe.
A faux dome. A foam.
There is some interesting architectural improvements to make to Arrowhead that could be conducive to an all-weather protective environment without being a full dome. Read that, a rolling roof.
Oh, yeah.
He says, I would say look at some of the structures that are in Europe that may have some sort of fabric device that goes over it.
Deutsche Bank Stadium in Frankfurt.
They talk about that. He was in Germany a couple of years ago.
Did you just say Frankfurt?
Mm-hmm. When the Chiefs played the Miami Dolphins, Deutsche Bank Park, but has been renovated numerous times. Now it has a flexible translucent roof supported by cables that can be opened or closed. We have to have a roof. If you're going to spend the money to update it, make it better. And if we're not adding a roof, look at all of the money we are leaving on the table.
Well, and that's part of the issue with the initial proposal. And there was some speculation at the time of none of this was confirmed. It was just speculation. I'm not saying that the Chiefs actually did this, but that the Chiefs intentionally tanked the vote with their proposal. Because if you remember, they wanted like $800 million and all they were going to give us was suites.
We need a roof.
So you want the taxpayer to pay for renovations that they're not ever going to get to enjoy, or at least 95-99% of the taxpayers who are going to pay for them would not get to enjoy it.
Build, baby, build.
Where would the money come from?
I don't know.
Well, if Kehoe's behind it.
The roof.
Get the checkbook
fund?
Out.
The what?
The roof fund. Super secret fund.
Where's the account for that?
Anonymous sources.
It's above the stadium. That's where the account is.
If you're going to do it, you know I'm right. You have to put a top.
I don't disagree.
You
with
have
you at
to
all.
Put a cover on it because even now, my God, the temperatures have dropped. Look at all of the use you would get out of it in December, January, and February that otherwise you would not.
Would it be climate controlled? Just putting a tarp over the roof to keep the snow out or the rain out. That's not going to be climate controlled.
I don't know.
Well, they did just put in the giant fan system at FIFA's request.
Okay.
There are entire sections of seats now that have massive fans as a AC unit for the stadium underneath them.
Cool.
That was very fascinating.
Okay, but again, we're talking about what Dana is suggesting is we need to make the stadium, Arrowhead Stadium, so that you could use it year round. Well, you can't use it year round if you don't have something on top.
You know, for concerts and stuff. Not necessarily. Yeah. I mean, I know people want their football experience.
Or dare I say March Madness.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I mean, you can't have March. You can't have the Final Four here and the championship game if it's not 70 degrees inside with no chance of snow or rain.
Yeah. As is it big enough to host a Final Four anyway?
Yes.
Okay.
Especially with all the seats they could add to the field.
Mm-hmm. I'm telling you, one of the ones I covered as a reporter years ago, we got to see it. I don't even remember which one it was, honestly. It was so massive, mm-hmm. this indoor arena where they held the Final Four, that I don't understand who would even pay
to go sit up in the
nosebleeds because it was such an enormous stadium.
Yep.
You could not see anything from that far away other than to say I was there and
right.
here's my lanyard and I got my, you
know. So I don't know when it started. It would have been in the 90s. The Final Four and the championship game in March Madness will not go anywhere that is not an NFL stadium. They are always played in NFL stadiums.
Because of capacity.
Yes. Because to Sam's point, not only do you have the 75,000 seats, but when you put a little tiny basketball court in the middle of a football field.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored jobs boost your post for quality candidates so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Yeah.
Think about all the seats you can add on field level, right? And so now we're not
talking premium.
And sell to premium. That's right. So now we're not talking about 75,000 seats. We're talking about 90,000 seats.
Sure.
Okay. But to your point, I was at the 2002 Final Four. I think it was 2002 in Atlanta, and I only saw one of the Final Four games. KU was in it, Texas, Maryland. I can't remember the fourth team, I think Maryland won that year. Oklahoma, I think it was Oklahoma, Texas, KU, and Maryland, if I'm not mistaken. And I watched the KU game from up in the rafters. Worst sports viewing experience
ever
of my life.
Even with a jumbotron.
Yes.
Well, it reminds
me. Why am I here?
It reminds me of the pictures from, I believe it was the Nebraska volleyball team that played in the football stadium.
That is correct.
It reminds me of the pictures from that game, and you have people up in the very top corner of the stadium.
Seats 90,000 people without using field seating.
Why are there a bunch of bugs on the top of that stadium?
Yeah.
Also, great point from the text line, and this is a concern that I had the second that I saw this story. Does Frankfurt get a lot of snow?
It can.
We also have the retractable roof down, and I think it was Tampa that didn't survive the hurricane. The point that I'm getting at is snow is really heavy.
Mm-hmm.
And some flimsy, translucent thing that rolls up
Yeah, I think the idea of a tarp is a non-starter. And here's the thing, and maybe there's a way to fix this, but keep in mind, Arrowhead, the top of those of the stadium is not flat. Okay, it curves.
Most aren't. It's curved.
It curves down and then curves back up on each side. And so how are you going to get a rolling roof?
Tarp fasteners.
A tarp is not going to work in the winter.
Hang on! We need more tarp fasteners!
We've got to let the idea of a tarp go. Because to Sam's point, snow is extremely heavy.
Everybody grab onto a handle.
So it's going to have to be, i.e., almost like a Dallas stadium where you can open the roof and then close the roof.
It would have to be a massive steel-bound structure, to your point, where it just slides instead of rolling.
Or opens instead of slides, right. Is what you're saying.
Sure.
Right?
Well, the hydraulics to
like
open that would be...
Like a can of sardines.
Yeah.
Okay.
And then...
I don't care where the thing ends up.
Wait. Then what do you do... With a natural grass field, do you just leave it open in the summer and count on enough sunlight?
I'm telling you, this is why retrofitting is not going to work,
or
Scott.
Do we end up rolling the field out into the parking lot during the week?
I don't care where the stadium. I really don't. I'm just tired of talking about it. I just want them to pick and let's get this thing on the road.
Why can't
they? But it is way easier to start from scratch.
Well,
build it the way you want it than it is to try to retrofit something onto an existing structure. Just even if you're talking about your own home, you know this to be true.
Last week, the Royals were like, hey, we'd like your thoughts on where you want the new stadium. I got deja vu.
Yeah, if you're a season ticket holder. If you come to 10 games a year, we don't want to hear from you.
Dumb.
Well, but I can see where they're going with that. They
just
want
tell me where the stadiums are going to be.
People that spend the most should have a say in that.
I agree with that. But to your point and what Sam just said, let's poop or get off the pot.
Just pick. I don't care anymore. I'm so tired of talking about it. I don't care anymore.
If I hear one more Missourian say, if they move to Kansas, I'll never go to a game again.
Okay.
That is a lie.
There's a huge percentage of those teams that play outside of the cities they represent.
28% of NFL teams do not play in the city with
their name. Packed every game.
There's not a single New York team that plays in the state of New York. In the state.
Well, no, Buffalo.
Oh, you're right. I stand corrected. The two New York teams, though, New York Giants, New York Jets,
yeah,
both play in Rutherford, New Jersey.
Right.
913-586-7798 here on Dana and Parks.
Thanks for listening to the Dana and Parks podcast. Remember, you can catch us online anytime at KMBZ.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Once upon a mundane morning, Barb's day got busy without warning. A realtor in need of an open house sign? No, 50 of them. And designed before 9.
My head hurts.
Any mighty tools to help with this plight? Aha! Barb made her move. She opened Canva and got in the groove.
Bulk creating Canva sheets. Create 50 signs fit for suburban streets.
Done in a click, all complete.
Sweet!
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Think advertising on TikTok isn't for your business? Think again.
We've generated over 100,000 leads, which has converted into over 40,000 sales for our pet insurance policies. My name is Trey Farrow. I am the CEO of Spot Pet Insurance. TikTok's Smart Plus AI-powered automation takes the guesswork out of targeting, bidding, and optimizing creative. If I can advertise on TikTok, you can too.
Drive more leads and scale your business today, only on TikTok. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.